Information America's farmers and ranchers need to know. Adams on Agriculture. Now, back to Mike Adams.
The U.S. Meat Export Federation Latin American Product Showcase is being held this year in San Juan, Puerto Rico for the first time. And joining us from that event is the president and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, Dan Hallstrom. Dan, thanks for joining us. This is an event that has grown in, 9 years now since you've had it, now up to several exporting companies and a lot of prospective buyers. Kind of give us an idea of what's going on there.
Yeah, thank you, Mike, and good morning. Pleasure being here. Yeah, this is our 9th year, and it's grown remarkably. At the showcase with me now, we've got about 400 people. We have 65 of our exporting companies are here, and we have buyers, about over 175 buyers from 23 different countries in Central America, South America, and the Caribbean region. And, you know, just to give you kind of an idea of some of the larger countries that are here: Colombia, Argentina, Panama, Guatemala, Barbados, Chile, Peru, just to name a few. And it's really an exciting event because in 2 days, our membership can meet these 175-plus buyers. And if you were to travel around all these different countries as exporting companies, it would take you a month or more. So it's just it's a real pleasure to have everyone here in a two-day event.
How much business gets done at an event like this, or does this just more or less lay the groundwork for business?
I think, Mike, it does both. There is a lot of business. We're in day two, the start of day two right now. Yesterday was our first day, and there was quite a bit of business written on beef, pork, and lamb yesterday, just walking and talking to people, and I'm sure there'll be more written today. But really, I think the real benefit is laying the groundwork for future business. Increased business with existing contacts, and we always strategically bring in new buyers as well to these, even though it's our 9th year of doing it, every year we're bringing new buyers as well to these events. So undoubtedly, this is laying the groundwork for future business as well.
What are some of the issues that are dealt with when you bring these folks together, or what types of things have to be worked out to get some deals done?
Well, I think as USMEF, one of our big roles is education. It's telling our story, telling the story of production agriculture, all the way back to the grain side of things as inputs for livestock feed, and then, of course, we focus on the meat quality and the attributes of U.S. beef, pork, and lamb. And a lot of competition is out there. But as we all know, with our high-quality grain-fed products, our beef and our pork and most definitely our lamb are different than most of the global competitors. So we spend a lot of time telling our story, a lot of time. We have a lot of tastings going on here. A lot of our members bring in products so that, you know, a lot of times sealing the deal is tasting. And we just have a lot of interaction on that level. And then, of course, the real way that the business gets done is we put the buyers and sellers together in a room here, so to speak. And we have a lot of FaceTime where business can be done and relationships built. So that's really the groundwork that we do.
Yeah, and relationships are critical in doing these deals internationally, and kind of one-stop shopping then, isn't it, Dan?
It really is. It really is. And, you know, Mike, the other thing that we're doing is a lot of these regions or countries within these regions that I mentioned, especially if you look at Central America and South America, these are destinations for our product that 10 years ago, we really didn't have any of it developed yet. And what we're seeing is demand grow, because why would demand grow? Well, number one, we're starting to see middle class grow, more spending power in a lot of these countries. And as you know, as we get more spending power in any country, their demand for higher quality food grows. And whereas maybe they were relying more on poultry or even just rice and things like this, they're wanting to diversify their portfolio of protein, and that's where we come in with the opportunity to look at beef, pork, and, of course, lamb. So, we're really excited. This showcase like I said earlier, in our ninth year, has been probably one of the most successful things that we do as an organization.
We're talking with Dan Hallstrom, President and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. He joins us from San Juan, Puerto Rico, and the USMEF Latin American Product Showcase. Real quick, Dan, before I let you go, what are you hearing in another part of the world in the African swine fever situation?
Well, that's a big topic here, of course, too. We're hearing, that there's still new cases. We have North Korea, we have Cambodia, we have Laos that all have recently announced that they've had cases. So it continues to spread, unfortunately, and hopefully we can get that to slow down. But it is starting to disrupt trade to some extent. Everyone's, of course, looking at China. What will be the impact in China, and how will the world respond? And it's going to be interesting to watch. We know for sure on the live side that hogs are being liquidated in China and other places like Vietnam, and of course, longer term, that will spell probably a shortage of meat protein at some point. The question is when. But obviously, from the U.S. perspective, the other thing we're focused on as an industry is doing everything we can from a biosecurity standpoint. You know, the pork producers and other organizations, NAMI, USMEF, we're all very, very focused on doing everything we can to assure that it never gets into North America. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting to watch, to say the least.
Well, Dan, thanks for being with us and giving us a report from the showcase, and glad to hear things are going well there in Puerto Rico, bringing the exporting companies and prospective buyers together. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mike.
Dan Hallstrom, President and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, joining us from the 9th U.S. Meat Export Federation Latin American Product Showcase, this year being held in Puerto Rico. With that, we wrap it up for today. Thank you for joining us. Hope you'll be with us again tomorrow, right here on AOA, Adams on Agriculture.